two new facets to the exercise this year. First of all, we focused on the Casualty Bureau and we worked with the Isle of Man Police Service. So we had probably six or seven police officers engaged in the exercise, testing the Casualty Bureau, which is over at Manchester, which was great to work in such a collaborative way. But the other big element to it was working with our partners in the community and the mental health teams, because the scenario of a plane crashing at the airport is that there are lots of other planes who have been boarded and people in the departures lounge that actually saw this crash. So there are literally about 800 to 1,000 people who witnessed the events. They weren't hurt physically, but mentally were involved. So what we did was try to take that impact and apply it to the mental health teams. So one of the rooms was time compressed and they were looking at the mental health issues at 3 days, 5 days and 10 days after an incident like this, and how our services would have to change to cope with that sort of situation.
The exercise comes in light of events in New Zealand, where the seemingly safe community of Christchurch was hit by tragedy.
Around the UK, Europe and the rest of the world, there are communities just like ours that are relatively quiet, relatively rural, not challenged by big major incidents on a regular basis. But for some of them, they befall these type of incidents. And it happens to communities like ours. And I'm sure Christchurch thought they were the last place on the planet that would have such a terrible sequence of events, and we need to recognise that we could be in the same place.
And how well attended was it? Because I know these exercises are certainly designed to kind of overwhelm the emergency services on the Isle of Man. Who turned up?
Yeah, we felt really, really proud on the day because we had over 200 members of staff attend the exercise, and we were still running a normal hospital. There were still outpatients going on, operating was going on. So a lot of people were there in their own time attending this event, which is pretty special at the end of the day.
So it's not a mandatory thing, this is purely upon invitation, and perhaps the attendance levels there is testament to the value of these exercises.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, it just shows you how much spirit and commitment there is from the staff up at Nobles. They're willing to come in on their days off to support a big event like this. And not just support it, you know, it is frightening for the staff to think about how they would plan for these sort of events. It's frightening to write those plans and to put yourself forward to be challenged and critiqued and analysed. There are a lot of observers there from the emergency services, but we did try and make it a little more three-dimensional than two-dimensional. We have actors that were in and around Kildare going into rooms like what would happen in a real scenario where parents were looking for children that were missing and obviously at some points hysterical because they weren't getting the answers. So there was quite a lot of role playing going on in several of the rooms that really upped the anxiety levels and added a degree of realism to what could happen on the day.